Yeah, I'm the killjoy. I don't like Halloween.
Ah!
Ah, 3 o'clock growl. You pe people across the street have got all that white crap on their bushes. I'm like, just take that down. That lady up the street has got this gigantic spider web in her front yard with these gigantic spiders.
Excellent.
Take that crap down.
No, get
And by the
into
way, you better take it down right after Halloween. Otherwise, I'm going to be pissed. Don't let that stuff hang around. So
Okay,
I
by the
mentioned
way,
this.
My next door neighbors who I like a lot.
Yep.
Put up their Christmas lights yesterday.
You know, but did they turn them on?
Wait, no, but way too early, don't you
Hey,
think?
neighbor.
Now, if it's the process of just putting them up so that they're ready for Christmas, that makes sense.
Well, they hired someone to come put them up, but
oh,
they put them up yesterday.
Fancy. I've got Christmas lights in my backyard all year long. I don't put Christmas lights
Well, yeah,
up
but those are, I've seen those lights. Those aren't really Christmas lights. Those are outdoor lights. Those are fine.
Outdoor lights, yeah.
Those
yeah,
aren't
white
colored.
Lights
these are colored Christmas lights.
Yeah, man.
Like
the
icicle lights.
The nights are cool. Now you can feel Christmas coming, so it's good.
Yeah, my family is super into Christmas. My mom will put up her Christmas tree probably next week. My brother is already ramping up for Christmas. My brother Travis, he will
yeah.
start sending pictures of trees. It's like, slow your roll.
You guys are the real
Seriously.
Tree or the fake tree?
Fake.
Yeah.
Oh. I have real.
Real is a pain in the ass.
Yeah, but it
I
smells
have real.
So good, Ireland.
Right. Well, get some of that stuff in a can and spray it on the fake tree.
My goodness.
Okay, Major League Baseball hot stove is going to be starting here as soon as Atlanta hopefully beats Houston, which is I've not watched a single minute and will not watch a single minute of the World Series. It hurts too much knowing the Dodgers are not there. So, John Heyman, who's one of the best baseball guys in the world, who's he work for, Bergman?
Heyman. MLB?
MLB, okay. MLB Network. He went through a list of free agents and said – exactly where he thought each one was going to go. So I've mentioned this before. There is a glut of shortstop talent. There's Correa and there's Trevor Story and Marcus Semien, who's kind of a middle infielder, second base shortstop. Corey Seager, Javi Baez, all those guys. So he predicted, he called a shot on each one of these guys and said where he thinks they're going to be. So he says, Javi Baez, back to the Cubs. Carlos Correa reunites with A.J. Hinch in Detroit. Trevor Story is from Arlington, Texas, grew up there, to the Rangers. Marcus Semien, who formerly played for the Twins, back to Minnesota. And Corey Seager.
Yankees?
Yankees.
Yeah.
For how much?
He didn't
much
say
he
how
wants.
Much. He was debating about who will be the highest paid between Correa and Seager.
I think they'll probably come in around the same.
Correa
is a little more durable. They're both the same age, right? They're both around 27.
Yep.
Yeah, Correa probably a little more money, but I think Seager going to the Yankees is somewhat predictable.
God, I would love the Dodgers to find a way to keep Corey Seager.
Well, they can if they want. The Dodgers are owned by a hedge fund. Just depends on how much money they want to spend.
Yeah, I mean, that's too. I would imagine that they're going to get some sort of rebate on the Trevor Bauer contract at some point when he gets suspended. Because I don't think he's going to be suspended without pay, so I don't think that'll hit the Dodgers' salary cap in that way. So they're
what
going
did
to have
he
a little
did, what did
room.
He say about Chris Taylor? Did he predict Chris Taylor?
He did not predict Chris Taylor.
Okay.
My idea on Chris Taylor is 2 years, $18 million.
How old is he?
Chris Taylor may be 30. What do you think, Bergman? 31?
He's under that. I think he's 28 or 29. He's younger.
Yeah, what do you think? 2 years, $19 million for Chris Taylor.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I would take it. Or he should take it. I think
that
someone might pay
yeah,
him more.
Problem, yeah, I was going to say the problem is somebody else could come in like 4 years, 30.
Oh, you're right.
Chris Taylor's 31.
Yeah, you are right.
Oh. Yeah. All right, here he went. Chris Bryant from the Giants. He says, going to the Mets.
Stays with the Giants.
I'm going by what Heyman says.
Okay. That's my guess.
Doesn't he want Mets. $300
million? Chris Bryant's not going to get gigantic money now. He's a broken down version of the guy that once won the MVP. Anthony Rizzo, he says going to Boston.
Makes sense.
Robbie Ray, he's got going to the Yankees. Clayton Kershaw. What
he'll
do you
say
think?
Heyman will say he's going back to the Dodgers.
He is going back to the Dodgers, yes, according to Heyman. And I think he is coming back to the Dodgers. I think Clayton Kershaw wants to be one of those guys who starts and finishes his career with one team, with a historic team like the Dodgers. I think he's going to wind up staying. What do you think?
I think he will, but it depends how much money he asks for. If he asks for like 4 years, I think the Dodgers might let him walk. But if he would do a 2-year deal or even a 1-year deal, I think he stays.
Yeah, I think he's probably going to split the difference between a 2-year deal and a 4-year deal. I think it's going to wind up being a 3-year deal. And I think the Dodgers recognize what Clayton Kershaw has meant and what he means to the franchise.
I don't think they care.
Oh, no, I think they do. I think they do.
I don't think baseball executives, especially these analytics guys, care.
What's the first thing they did when they took over the team? Sign Kershaw to a long deal.
Right. But, okay, so do you feel they'll do the same thing with Kenley Jansen?
No.
So what's the difference? They've both been loyal Dodgers.
I think they're going to let Kenley walk.
But Kenley's been just as big a part of the team as Clayton has for the past decade.
Yeah, but Clayton is a much bigger face of the franchise than Kenley Jansen is. Would you not agree with that?
I don't know.
I think Clayton Kershaw is a much bigger face of the franchise than Kenley Jansen.
You think who is better than Kenley Jansen for the franchise?
Kershaw.
Right now, yeah, I think Kershaw is better overall for it.
Mace, what does he say? What does Heyman say about Max Scherzer?
Max Scherzer?
Angels.
Dodgers.
Ooh.
Interesting. If I was the Dodgers, I'd sign him.
Dodgers will keep Scherzer and Kershaw. Justin Verlander?
Stays with Houston.
Angels.
Interesting. The Angels are going to get somebody.
He thinks that's the starting pitcher that the Angels are going to wind up with. And Albert Pujols, who wants to come back for another year?
Well, the Dodgers are the only team I think that might offer him a contract.
Cardinals.
Oh.
He has them going back to the Cardinals. And by the way, if we get through this collective bargaining agreement, I guess December 1st is the date, and we actually have an offseason where players can sign and all that stuff.
So I talked to somebody yesterday who is 100% convinced there's going to be a work stoppage.
I think there is going to be a work stoppage.
Yeah, this guy isn't normally a pessimist, but he says these guys are just too far apart.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Manfred was talking at the World Series and said we're making progress and all that stuff. I mean, I think there's a lot of things. But I think when we come out of this on the other side, whenever that happens to be, and baseball, just garbage to go on a work stoppage of any kind, a strike or a lockout, I think is just terrible, terrible for the game.
What would Trace do if there was a work stoppage? Like, what will players do? Just sit out?
Yeah, just got to sit out. There's nothing you can do. You can look to go play overseas, but that's not going to solve anything. So, yeah, they'd just be out of work.
Did you see, Mace, where Albert Pujols is talking about playing winter ball just to stay sharp?
Hmm. Yeah. You guys told me he was going to retire.
Well, I just don't know if a team's going to offer him a deal.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, look at the way he functioned with the Dodgers. He was like a mentor to every one of those players.
How many homers did he hit this year for?
13 homers.
Wow.
Great against lefties. Great against lefties. And by the way, when we come out of this thing on the other side, whatever this work stoppage is or they get a deal done, I think there's going to be a universal DH, which makes room for a guy like Pujols to play.
And they can't have a... Isn't this a bad time and all this COVID stuff to have a work stoppage?
Oh, terrible.
Well, there's never a good time to have a work stoppage. Yeah, by the way, this is literally billionaires against billionaires.
Yeah.
I mean,
yes.
It's like, come on.
Yeah. Just a bad look.
Yeah.
Oh, it's terrible. I mean, it's awful for the game. I mean, when did the NBA have their work stoppage?
2011.
Yeah. And baseball has done it before. 1994 was, I think, the last big work stoppage.
Yeah, NFL did it in 87.
NFL did it, and they tried to go with replacement play. I mean, it's devastating for a sport to do it. I hope baseball figures that out.
Yeah, shoot themselves in the foot.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So Jorge sent me this. Actually, no, let's do this. Michael, yesterday, a guy named Jeremiah Witten, who has done other songs. He did a great song called Get Your Ram Hands Up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a good song.
Yeah, it was very good. Yesterday's song got less than positive reviews. It was a song about the Lakers. Jorge, go ahead and play that. There you have it. Now, there's the song, Michael. What do you think?
I didn't know Allen was a rapper.
What's that?
Either did I.
I didn't know Allen was a rap star.
So Michael, I thought that song was good, didn't you?
It's all right. It could be a little faster beat.
It could be a little faster. You're right. Yeah, it's not anthem-y like the Get Your Hands Up. But we were joking yesterday about, you know, Ireland's in the building.
Yeah.
Michael's in the building. Jorge's in the building. Mm-hmm. So I emailed this Jeremiah Witten. I said, why don't you go ahead and do a version where the you don't say any names and we plug in the names. So here's what it sounds like.
I don't know how we're going to do this.
I think we can absolutely do
it. We got to add you in it, Mace, but we got to say Mace is leaving the building. Because you know you always walk out after the first quarter.
After halftime.
Yeah, like there's a difference.
Right. I stay till halftime, Michael. Yeah, I just want to get a flavor for the game. Jeez. So let's try this once. Let's try plugging in the names. You ready? Ireland's Michael. Jorge. Bergman.
Yeah. This is the worst idea ever.
That did not work in the slightest.
No. Yeah. You're out of the timing, Mace. You missed the timing of it.
Yeah, I mean,
you will not be confused with Dame Dalla.
Yeah, or Tupac.
Yes. No, I thought it was worth a shot.
Yeah, it was worth a shot. Get creative.
Tupac, all eyes on me. Tupac, all eyes on me. Are you really going to dig that thing back up?
Oh, digging it up is not hard. I already have it ready to go.
Tupac, all eyes on me. Tupac, all eyes on me. I corrected myself.
Yeah, he did.
They killed me for that, Michael.
Yeah.
Shame.
Shame is exactly right. Shame.
Yeah. At least you weren't as bad as Brian, the white guy. Brian, who used to work here? Brian, what was his name, Ireland?
Kamenetsky?
No, not Kamenetsky. The other guy. Before
Brian, I don't know, Michael.
He moved to Seattle. Remember Ireland?
What was his name? Brian Long.
Brian Long. He called him Little Wayne. Little Wayne.
Yeah, Little Wayne.
Little Wayne.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next for you, John, I want to ask you about the new, and Michael, you too, about the fact that there are certain guys now in the NBA who are not getting the foul calls that they used to get.
About time.
We'll do that coming up next for you.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Lie of the day coming up for you in 15 minutes. You can win a pair of tickets to be at Staples Center tonight for Lakers-Cavs. So if you call, make sure you can actually get downtown and get to the game. Okay? Don't, if you're far away and it's not going to happen, then don't take up the tickets from somebody else that can use them.
Yeah.
So we'll do that at 3:30. And it's Michael, it's your game today?
Yes, my game today. The theme is Halloween.
Ooh. Halloween.
Excellent.
So Trae Young is among other people, is frustrated about the fact that they are not getting the calls that they used to get. He says, I don't want to get fined too much, but it's frustrating. There's a lot of missed calls. It's basketball. It just feels like they're learning and they're just, I don't know, it's frustrating. Now, the rules did change this year. The rule that you are, if you're taking a shot and you sort of flail, kick your legs forward,
if you initiate contact.
Right. You're not getting that call anymore. And I say, thank God. I'm sorry, Trae Young. The game has changed, and I think for the better.
Yeah, I hated it, too, for years when the offensive player or shooter would jump into the defender, invading the defender's space, and they would give the foul on the defender. I was like, what are these referees looking at?
Yeah, and the other guy may say that it affects more than anybody is James Harden.
Harden,
He used to try and initiate contact by doing all this stuff. And
Luka, too.
Yeah, Luka's good at it.
And Dame.
Yep. Dame is good at it, yeah.
Steph's very good at it.
Yeah, so, but I think this is a change for the better. The fewer whistles we have, the better.
Oh, yeah.
So if these guys stop throwing their bodies in it, and Michael, you make this point a lot when we're doing games. I don't know what you expect the defender to do. The defender can stand there straight up with his hands up in the air, and the James Harden throws his body into the guy, and then they call a foul on the defender.
Yeah,
it makes no sense.
That's driving me crazy.
So there may be growing pains here, Mace, but it's the right move. Even if all these scorers are going to complain, like Trae Young did, but they're in the wrong. This change makes the game better, not worse.
Yeah, by the way, the game, the Memphis game, which was a really entertaining game, really fun. I mean, John Morant was just insane in that game. But the last 2 minutes of the game took at least a half hour to finish. And I don't know why the NBA doesn't fix that. It's the most critical part of the game. The most critical, everybody on the edge of their seat, really close game. And it takes a half hour to play the last 2 minutes. Why don't they fix that?
They were supposed to. They're supposed to go to review until after under 2 minutes now. But you're right. Some of these reviews take way too long. They should take no more than 24 seconds, just like the shot clock.
Michael, would you be okay with adopting the college rule that you don't? Right now, you shoot free throws after the fifth foul or on the fifth foul. In college, you don't have to. You don't get into the bonus until the tenth.
Oh yeah,
I would do that.
I'm all for that. That keeps the game going. It stops going to be a three.
Nobody wants to watch free throws.
I would also take away some timeouts.
Yes,
there are
definitely
too many timeouts.
Oh yeah.
And they all get used right in that period of time, it seems like.
Yeah. College, by the way, is 7 fouls, and then 10 is double.
Yeah. Right.
To get 2 shots. One shot for 7 fouls, 2 shots for 10.
Yeah.
And get rid of get rid of the coaches' reviews.
Oh, yeah. That's ridiculous.
I mean, that's just a colossal waste of time.
Yeah.
I think get rid of review altogether.
Yeah, until the last 2 minutes. You're right.
I don't even think of the last 2 minutes, Michael. That's the part of the game you want to see the up and down.
Yeah,
you want to see him play it out. Screw it. I don't care. Let call on the floor.
Yeah. Imagine
let
all
the call on the floor stand.
Yeah. How did the NBA survive in other eras when we didn't have all these reviews? You know?
Like
even in football, like last night when the Packers thought they had scored and they had to change the review because they had to go to – imagine how many touchdowns would be called back in the past from Jim Brown and Walter Payton and all the greats.
Yeah, and we survive forever without it. I'm with you guys. Anything that stops the game is bad. Hey, Michael, who's the best team in the NFC?
Let's see. Packers look good.
You got 5-1 loss teams.
Rams look good. The Cardinals blew it last night, so they're done. They choked that game.
Tampa Bay, one loss.
Yeah, Tampa Bay.
Dallas, one loss.
I can't go against Tom Brady, man. As long as he's healthy and he has healthy guys
around
him.
Even though the Rams manhandled him.
Yeah, but that was over here, right?
That was at SoFi.
Yeah, so next time you see them will be in the playoffs, and you're going to bet against Brady versus Stafford? Yeah, right.
I think Tampa Bay is going to be right back here.
For the Super Bowl, right?
I think Brady will come right back here for the NFC Championship.
Well, then he could just stay here for the next 2 weeks and play the Super Bowl.
No, I think this is going to be the second year in a row that the Super Bowl is held in the home stadium of one of the teams. Mm-hmm. Last year it was Tampa. This year it's going to be the Rams.
Could be. Rams are good. But I'm not betting against Brady if you guys got to go against him.
Couple of nuggets. DeSean Jackson, if you haven't heard this, if you're a Rams fan, DeSean Jackson has been given the opportunity to find a new destination. The Rams have been loaded at receiver. Cooper Kupp, obviously, is catching everything. Woods is making a lot of catches. Van Jefferson figures into the offense big. Tyler Higbee. There's just no room for DeSean Jackson. He was only targeted 15 times this year, so he's going to move on. He won't play another game as a Ram. And, by the way, this goes to the point that I brought up with McVay, which was right. They're not finding DeSean Jackson because they've gotten too Kupp-reliant.
This is the worst point Mason's ever made. Pull that up, Jorge. Listen to Mason talk to Sean McVay. Keep in mind that Cooper Kupp is statistically the most successful receiver in all of the NFL and leads the NFL in receiving touchdowns. And listen to what Mason asked Sean McVay. Or maybe don't.
No, not really.
Do you have the actual question,
The
Jorge?
Actual question, Jorge?
We got to pull it. We just have that right now. We just have the drop.
No, not really.
Okay.
Yeah, he does not have the actual
Jorge, question. Do you have it ready to go?
No, I got to pull it.
I was giving you, teeing you up for McVay.
Which cup do you like the best, Reese's or Cooper?
No, not really.
Honestly, as a Rams fan, give me Cooper Kupp all day long. That guy is unbelievable. He's unbelievable.
Yeah, how does he always get open?
Well, my argument, Michael, is that's why Mason's question was stupid. Because he asked Sean McVay, are you guys too dependent on Cooper Kupp? Kupp catches everything they throw him. If they were throwing to him and it was resulting in interceptions or in incompletions or there was some type of negative result, then I would understand the question. But I compare
because sometimes, John, I think he's the last receiver in the check down.
Right.
I think he's checking down instead of, for example, looking at DeSean Jackson when he was flying down the field.
But every time they throw the ball to Cooper Kupp, good things happen, and they're 6-1.
Yeah, nobody's around him. Nobody covers that guy.
So, I mean, why I said, Michael, I compared it to – that would be like telling Kareem, hey, you guys are going to the skyhook too much.
Right.
Stop shooting that. Well, the reason they went to it is because it worked almost every single time. If it works, Mace, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
I think it's a perfectly reasonable question of Sean McVay.
Yeah, it's not. It would be if
– Would you have told Joe Montana to stop throwing the Jerry Rice so much?
No, not really.
Would you have told, what's his name? What was that guy's name? Dante Culpepper. Hey, man, stop throwing the ball to Randy Moss so much.
No, not really.
By the way, Michael, Matthew Berry told us yesterday that Cooper Kupp is on pace to have a better season than Randy Moss did the year that Brady threw the 50 touchdowns.
Wow.
So that's how good Cooper Kupp has been.
Moss had, what, 25 touchdowns that year? How many touchdowns did he have? He set a record.
24.
24?
And remember, there's an extra game this year.
What's Kupp on pace for?
What's he got, 8 so far?
8?
I think he's up. But
well, that's not better than Moss.
Well, but he says he's on pace statistically to pass him.
Hmm.
But
he's unbelievable. And by the way, that was no disrespect to Cooper Kupp, who's the best receiver in the league at this moment. I just think I think at some point spreading the ball around is not a bad thing, and that's why DeSean Jackson's leaving.
You think he's better than Davante Adams or Andre Hopkins?
Statistically, he's
better than both.
Yeah, he's having the best receiver. He's having the best year of any receiver in the league.
But that's like saying Jar's a better player than LeBron because he's got better stats.
Okay, here is the here's the question to McVay. At least to me, I'm no expert, man. You're the expert, but it feels like. Stafford might maybe getting a little too cup reliant. Do you know what I mean?
No, not really.
that was his answer?
No, yeah. Not really.
What was your follow-up to that, Macy? You had to have a follow-up, right?
No. He went on to talk about cup and targets and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, yeah.
All right, so Michael.
He's got 9 touchdown passes, by the way.
9.
And 809 receiving yards already.
All right, so the most receptions in the NFL so far this year, mm-hmm. Cooper Kupp, 56. Davante Adams and Tyreek Hill are second with 52 each. The most receiving yards this year, Cooper Kupp, 809. He's the only guy over 800.
How many yards per catch?
Mace, what do you think? How many yards per catch for Cooper Kupp?
I'm going to guess.
I'll guess
11.
10 yards.
11.
14.4.
Wow.
Michael, how many yards per catch for Davante Adams?
I'd say 12.
14.3. So Cooper Kupp actually averages more yards per catch than Davante Adams does.
Now, yeah, leads the league in touchdown, yardage, and receptions.
Yeah, Michael,
doesn't Davante get double covers a lot more?
I don't know. But
Also, yards per game, Michael, receiving,
yeah.
100 and, on average, 116.
And, Mike, I bet you I could give you three guesses who's second behind Cooper Kupp in receiving yards this year. Who do you think?
Second.
It's not Adams. He's third.
Yeah.
It's got to be
Hopkins. CeeDee Lamb.
Nope.
No.
One more guess.
Then it's got to be Amari Cooper.
It's Ja'Marr Chase, the rookie.
Yeah. Oh, the rookie.
Yeah.
He's Mace. He averages 21 yards per catch.
Wow.
He's got 6 touchdowns, and he's second to Cooper Kupp in receiving yards. Crazy.
Yeah. No, that's – he is rookie of the year already. Done deal. Rookie of the year.
Yeah. By the way, Michael,
up next for you, lie of the day. We're going to do lie of the day. If you think you know the lie, 877-710-ESPN. Nobody say anything. Michael, don't say anything. John, do you think you know?
I think so.
Okay. Bergman, do you think you know?
Yeah, I think I got it.
Okay. 877-710-ESPN. First person who can identify my lie of the day will be at Staples Center tonight. To see the Cleveland Cavaliers take on the Lakers, who will rebound gigantically from that terrible disaster at Oklahoma City. 877-710-ESPN. Mason, Ireland, this is 710-ESPN. That is our friend Tommy Chong. Mason, Ireland, 710-ESPN. So
Worthy keeps saying that we should go on Cameo. Says he's making a bunch of money off.
Is he really? How much is a James Worthy message on Cameo?
He charges, I think he was going to charge 42, but I think he's charging 420. And he's
420?
I think he's getting
one of my favorite numbers.
I think it's because he was number 42. I think he's getting a bunch of money out of it.
Wow. Wow. I'm not doing it. Seems like too much work to me. All right, so lie of the day. At some point today, I told a lie. And as always, there's a great prize involved. Today, it is a pair of tickets to see the Lakers and Cavs tonight at Staples Center. Now, if you're going to call in and try, you've got to make sure that you were listening to the show.
And you've got to make sure you're able to go to the game tonight. If you're on hold right now and you can't get to the game tonight, hang up, because that's what the prize is. This game's at 7:30 tonight at Staples Center. So
and
make sure
because I think the lie might be easy.
Yeah, I got three of them, but I'm not going to say it.
I think we should randomly choose somebody, John. It doesn't have
Michael,
to be line number one.
Michael, pick a number between 1 and 10.
11.
Said pick a number between 1 and 10,
I was thinking of Clay. Let's see. Okay, let's go with my favorite quarterback, number 8. You know who that is?
Steve Young.
Lamar Jackson.
Lamar, come on. I like Steve Young.
Number 8 is Mark in Ontario. Hey, Mark, you're on 710 ESPN. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Excellent, man.
What is Mason's lie of the day?
I believe it's that he's going to be off the grid until the Rams start at 10 a.m.
No, I am going to be off the grid from tonight the Lakers game until the Rams kick off Sunday at 10 a.m. I am not going to be on the internet, on my phone, nothing.
Okay, so yes, thank you, Mark. All right, Michael, so you can pick, including 1 and 10, pick any number in that range, not number 8.
Let's go with my favorite quarterback, number 4, Dak Prescott.
Brett Favre.
Brett Favre.
Number 4 is Greg in the Inland Empire. Greg, you're on 710 ESPN. What is Mason's lie?
What's going on, gentlemen? I think it is Mason, being that he is the stoner he is, stopping the Popeyes and hitting the Peloton.
All right, so now, Mace, this is what I believe it is. I think Greg has got it. I don't think you own a Peloton. If you did, I would have heard about it before now. Is Greg correct?
Greg, you're absolutely correct. I do not have a Peloton. Anna Orbison is a yoga teacher friend of mine. I kept talking about her as my instructor. I went on a yoga retreat but she's not a Peloton instructor. I do not have a Peloton at all. So congratulations, man. You got tickets for tonight. Lakers, Cavs, man.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Now, Greg, can you make it to the game?
Yeah, I'm going to have to start leaving now.
Okay, so hang on. Bergman will get you the info. All right.
No Peloton for me.
Michael, is that what you settled on?
Remember, that's the one I first called out earlier.
Yeah, Michael, you're not supposed to call it out. That's the problem.
I thought the other one might be that you hate Halloween.
No, I do hate Halloween. I've been talking about it all week long. Can't stand it.
Yeah, well, Mace, the reason I knew the Peloton was BS is when you said, well, I can't just talk to her and reach out to her. Yeah, you can. That's the point of the Peloton.
Okay, so there's a song that has been getting a lot of traction and controversy from earlier today, the In the Building song.
Yeah.
So Jorge has done a remix of it.
A rough cut
of it. And Jorge, is it ready to go?
Yeah, here it goes.
I think there's something there, Jorge.
Nothing there.
Ireland, don't you think there's something there with the names plugged in?
Drop the plug in the name bit. It doesn't work.
Jorge, work on the plug in the name bit.
Yeah, I liked it, but Ireland.
My favorite part.
Totally works.
My favorite part is this.
Yes, that's the best part right there.
There he goes. Halftime, he's out.
That is
now, I always say that he's being selfish, Michael, because someone else could take that seat.
Oh, my God. Nobody could take that seat squeezed in with Alan Sliwa in that little plastic box
from. The lesser people, the little blog guys, they send up to the hockey press box.
Nobody is squeezed into that plastic box with Alan Sliwa.
We could have Lindsay there instead of you.
Lindsay's welcome to go sometime. I mean, I'm not standing in anybody's way. If she wants to go to the game, she's going to go to the game.
Well, no, there's a limited amount of seats.
Yeah.
I like to go to get the flavor of the game. Isn't there a game next week I'm going to? What are the games next week?
Miami's coming up. That's a big game. You're probably going to leave at halftime. You're probably going to leave when Brooklyn shows up at halftime, aren't you?
No,
well,
I
won't
stay
go
for
to Brooklyn because
Brooklyn's
at Christmas. He won't go.
Okay. You won't go.
What's next week, John?
Next week is Milwaukee and Miami, I think. Well, no,
no,
it's
no,
Miami.
No. That's a couple of weeks.
No, my, that's right. We play
Tuesday
at
and Thursday.
Milwaukee. So next week Tuesday, it's Miami and Charlotte. LaMelo Ball coming in.
Oh,
oh yeah, Charlotte. Yeah, they got to come.
What night is Miami?
Miami is the following week.
It's the 10th.
Yeah. So I think it's a Wednesday night, I think, something like that.
Because I'm going to a game next week, no matter what. I'm going to.
Well, the schedule is there's not like marquee teams coming in. It's Oklahoma City and Houston
well,
next week.
These days, Charlotte is must see basketball because of
oh, LaMelo is so great.
Yeah, he's fun to watch.
So,
yeah,
here's, he's the, here's the schedule. Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Cleveland tonight, Houston Sunday, Houston again Tuesday, Oklahoma City Thursday. Michael and I fly to Portland to do a game on Saturday in Portland. Then the week after, Charlotte, Miami, Minnesota, San Antonio, Chicago.
Okay, I'm at the Charlotte game. I don't see LaMelo.
Yeah.
And then we hit the road.
Excellent.
Hey, Mace, right, are we ever doing a Mason takes a fan and staff to the Lakers game anytime soon?
Yeah, these tickets are so expensive. No. No, you can't do it. Laker tickets are super expensive. Hard to get. Very hard to get.
Jorge, you want to come to the game?
Sure, yeah.
Which game?
I'll let you know.
All right, because I got
yeah,
tickets.
Yeah, yeah, I'll let you know. I'll let Michael's
you
know. Got tickets.
You want to go to the Charlotte game and see Melo?
Okay. Yeah, I'm in.
Remind sure. me. To, yep. to make sure I don't give them away.
All right. There you go. All right,
Monday
cool.
the 8th, Jorge.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Coming up next for you is Game of Games. It is the last day of the month, which is interesting. Because Jorge's got 5. Momo's got 5. Bergman's got 4. Ireland's got 3. I'm out of it. I've got 2. We were going to get Momo on the line to play because she's got a chance to win the month. Are we still doing that?
Yep, Bergman? She's ready to go.
All right.
She'll
she's
be
ready
on,
to go.
She'll be on Comrex soon.
So Bergman can still win. Jorge can still win. Momo can still win. Ireland could tie for the month. That's coming up next for you. And I could be the spoiler. Coming up next
for
is
you, Jorge.
Let's go, man. Let's go.
Coming up next is Game of Games. Momo will join us. It's Michael's game.
Let's
and
go.
This may be the most dramatic game of games we have ever had. 10,000 mythical dollars up for grabs. Momo has won 5 times this month to tie Jorge for the lead. Bergman has 4. Ireland has 3. The game is worth 2 points because it is the last show day of the month. And it is Michael Thompson's game. Michael does some great games here on the show. MT, what do you got?
The game of game is about Halloween. Let's find out who can identify a scary scene.
Oof.
It's Halloween, and Oof. If you want to be scary, just wear a mask of John Kerry.
Oh, wow.
Scary movies.
Nice.
Scary
political.
Movies is the yeah, theme. Today's game for someone could be a nightmare or a dream. By the way, I would never be in a scary movie. Do you know why?
Why?
Why? Because the black dude is always the first one to die.
Oh, that's true.
Oh.
I said that up nicely. I like that.
I'll give you a clue. You guys tell me the scary movie. Ready?
Okay, yep. Got it.
Young okay. Reagan.
Mason.
Mason.
Don't know.
Young Reagan. Tubular Bells.
John. Ireland.
Exorcist.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, I'm going to be very bad at this. I don't watch any scary movies because really? I'm like too
right.
scared.
You'll know some of
yeah,
them, Momo.
I'm too scared.
This clue
okay,
is
we'll
called
see.
Freddy.
Jorge.
Hey, great. Jorge.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yes.
Jorge. Yes. Said the name instead of my.
Overlook Hotel.
Mason. Shining.
Yes.
Okay. 1-1-1.
Rural Texas. 5.
Great. Mason. Okay.
Mason.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yes.
Ooh, 2 for Mason.
Video footage of 3 friends.
Jorge.
Mason.
Jorge. Blair Witch Project.
Yes.
Ooh, look at you.
You guys are too fast.
Yeah. They're here.
Mason. Poltergeist.
Yes.
Ooh, Mason's the lead.
That's the one that turned me off to scary movies forever.
Comatose.
Too scary.
Comatose son possessed by an entity.
Ireland. The Omen.
No. Comatose son possessed by an entity. 3.
Boy, I don't
two,
think I know this.
Insidious.
Never oh, that's really yeah. tough. That's a tough call.
A video that causes the death.
Mason.
Of Mason.
It is The Ring.
Yes.
Ooh, I don't even know that movie. Mason's up 4-2 over Jorge. I have
I'm going to spoil the whole thing. I'm going to take a step back because I'm going to spoil the
no,
whole
no,
thing.
No.
That's
no,
a part of
doing?
It.
No, that's the whole thing.
It's
part
okay,
of the game.
Keep going.
Come on, Mason. The Prince of Darkness.
Mason. That is
3-2-1.
Ireland. Omen.
No, for the Prince of Darkness. 3-2-1. Dracula.
Oh.
I was like, Prince what? Of Darkness. The Prince of Darkness. Really? He's black? Since when?
Ireland. Blackula.
Yes.
That's right.
Hey, Jorge, when are we going to get a Latula? A Latin Dracula.
It wouldn't work.
Teacup, clinking of the spoon.
Greg. Mason.
Mason.
That's Get Out.
That was Bergman.
That was Bergman.
Get Out.
Yes.
Okay.
You just didn't want to hear me. That's not
Bergman
nice.
Bergman is on the board.
Setting videos up to catch strange stuff.
Mason.
Mason.
Paranormal Activity.
Yes.
That's right.
Oh, Mason's going to win this.
Showers were never the same.
Mason.
Mason.
Oh. Psycho.
Yes.
Yeah, it's over.
He could be confused with Austin Powers.
Mason.
Mason. He could be
confused.
Three. Confu- three.
Done. Two.
One. He could be
Momo.
Momo.
Momo. Dr. Evil.
No.
He Ireland.
Could- Ireland.
Halloween.
Halloween. Michael Myers.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah, I get it. Tricky. Okay.
Mother.
Okay.
Mother and baby.
Mason.
Ireland.
Mason. That's The Omen.
No. Mother and baby.
Momo. Momo.
Oh, Greg.
Momo.
Rosemary's Baby.
Rosemary's Baby.
Oh.
I got one. I got one.
The House. The House on Ocean Avenue.
Mason.
Mason.
That's three, House on the three, End
two,
of the Street.
One.
Greg.
Greg.
The Birds.
No. Three.
No, what's a clue?
The House on Ocean Avenue. Bleeding Walls.
Ireland.
Oh. Ireland.
That's not The Shining?
No.
No.
Bleeding Walls. House. Amityville Horror.
Yeah. Oh. Horror.
Fava Beans and Key.
Ireland.
Ireland.
Silence of the Lambs.
Yes. Ripley. Right. Ripley.
Oh.
On the Ship.
Mason.
Mason.
Alien.
Alien, right.
Oh.
Damien.
Ireland.
Mason. Ireland.
That's The Omen.
Yes.
I knew it was coming.
All right, Mason, 7-5.
A House and Bodies on the Prowl. A House and Bodies on the Prowl.
Mason.
Mason.
Night of the Living
yes.
Dead.
Damn.
Oh, man.
Don't say it five times.
Oh.
Mason.
Mason. That's Candyman.
Yes. Prom Night and Bullying.
Mason.
Mason.
Mm-hmm. Carrie.
Yes.
10-5.
Fisherman. Hook.
Mason.
Momo.
Mason.
Momo. Momo.
I know it.
Momo.
Jaws.
No.
No.
Fisherman. Hook.
No.
Mason. Mason. Okay. I know what you did last summer.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
In remote Antarctica, at a research base. In remote Antarctica at a research base.
Hmm. I don't think I know this.
The Thing.
Okay.
You guys never saw The Thing?
No. Apparently not.
Apparently not.
What? That's one of the great all-time
Michael,
movies.
Literally, I have to close my eyes and Nevin has to tell me when the preview's over for scary movies.
And that's it, folks.
Oh,
that's a whip.
Maze blew us away.
So Jorge and Momo tie for the win.
You guys never watch scary movies?
No, I'm too scared. I'm a fraidy cat.
So Jorge, you win $10,000 mythical dollars.
Wow. Didn't Jorge and Momo tie?
Yeah, they tied, but Momo doesn't have mythical money.
Yeah. Momo, did you watch The Exorcist?
Yes.
I did. That was before I cut it off. Like I saw Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah.
All right, and I saw
so
Scream.
Ramona, forget all those.
Scream.
You know, the scariest movie of all time, Momo, is apparently Ernest Scared Stupid.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the Oklahoma City Lakers game.
Well, yeah. That wasn't a horror movie. That was like
Was a horror movie, John.
That was a a comedy of errors.
I was going to say that was like the Keystone Cops.
Like, do you say anything when you get on the plane afterwards? Like, when you see all those guys?
No, we don't see them. We're in the back there, in the first there, in the top class.
What's that flight like, though? Can you feel it? Is it like morgue like?
Yeah, it's quiet.
Michael and I are so far in the back that we like occasionally one of the coaches will come back.
Do you guys get sad?
See a player?
Us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We get sad if the food's not good.
Yeah. Is it inappropriate to like laugh and have fun back there?
No, because they don't hear us. They're so far in front.
Wow, you guys are really. I went on one of your flights. You are really far back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're as far back as you can go, and they're as far front as you can go.
So today, I do ride a bike, right? When I'm exercising, good. I don't have a Peloton, but I do have an exercise bike.
Tricycle?
So my warm down song was that Adele song, Go Easy on Me. That's the song, Momo, we were talking about this earlier in the week.
Yeah.
The song that gets stuck in your head. That's the song that is stuck in my head probably for this weekend. Go easy on
Mace,
me.
Mace, I've had your stuck in a moment all week. And then as soon as I get that out of my head, I get Call Me Maybe back in my head. It's all week. I wake
Call
up singing
it. Call Me Maybe. That's old school.
Well, we played all these one day when you were gone, John. All the sticky earworm songs. Like, do you have one of those that just gets stuck in your head?
Well, there's
yourself
a bunch of them
together,
that fit that description.
You get stuck in
the one that pops into my head when you say it that way is Walking on Sunshine by Katrina and the Waves.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was like their one hit ever. And so that song sticks in your head.
Not lie of the day. I was once a record executive once tried to introduce me to Katrina because he thought she and I would hit it off.
Really?
Yeah.
And why didn't you?
Because I'm gay.
But you were dating girls back then, right?
I was, but I wasn't. I was.
He was kind of faking it.
It was a weird time. Yeah, it was a bunch of fakery on my part. Easy on me, baby. Yeah, it is a great song.
By the way, when Adele was at that game last week, she was at the opener.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think she got more attention than Jack Nicholson.
I do, too.
Oh, yeah. And that's the first time I had seen Jack in a while.
Right. But I think Adele, there were a bunch of stars there that night. I've been in there when Britney Spears has been there. She had as much wattage as anybody who's ever been to a Laker game.
The only person I would even
put close
to when
people could not stop talking about her.
When Jay-Z and Beyonce go to games, that's a head turner. But this is right up there. I would say
you think about what is it about Adele that makes her like that?
It's the voice.
Really?
That is a gift from God, that voice.
Yeah, I agree. The voice is just crazy.
But her voice is no different from Celine Dion or Whitney Houston or Mariah Carey, right?
I think more,
she has a timeless quality to her voice, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's almost it's. If you read a lot about Sinatra, you know that a lot of it was about phrasing.
Yeah.
The way he phrased songs. I think it's the way she phrases her music. I will be the first one in line to buy tickets to see Adele when she goes on tour. The whole album is supposed to come out, I think, next week.
I saw her once. I saw her once when she was at Staples Center a few years ago.
But will you
She's
walk out?
Unbelievable.
Will you walk out before the finale?
No, not on that one, Michael. I'm not a Stones fan. That's the only reason I left early. God, you remember everything. All right, that's it for Mason and I. Michael, thanks for hanging out, man. We appreciate it.
That's right.
Momo, thanks for coming over and winning your game.
Yeah. Trick
Good
or
job.
Treat.
Ireland,
trick
have a great weekend.
Everybody.
I'm
right,
turning the
Monday,
world
people.
Off this weekend. No internet, no phone. Don't try to reach me. We will see you Monday, 7:10 ESPN.